At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Oh, get him, Daddy.
Johnny, let me tell you something. We did the Bucks roundup. We went over the Bucks schedule. We figured out what the wins, losses were going to be this season, and both of us ended up on a respectable 9-8 record.
And you know what? Before you go any further, I thought we were being way too fanboy when we went 9-8, but I listened to all the Bucks podcasts, a lot of them, and a lot of these guys who are very realistic, they got them going 11-6 and 10-7. So I thought ours was pretty modest compared to a lot of guys.
I mean, you just don't. I mean, obviously, we don't know. We don't know what Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask are going to do. There's a lot of undetermines out there, but this is what it's about. You speculate, you talk about it, what could possibly happen. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we were being too fanboy-y. I thought that's the way, you know, just the way it's our opinion.
Right.
Okay. Well, DraftKings, the website, fantasy football website, I guess they do other sports betting in states where it's legal. They also had their opinion. And their opinion is garbage.
Oh my God, dude.
They said the Bucks would win one game.
Yikes.
1-16 is what they have the Buccaneers at going into the season.
I don't get it. I don't understand where they're seeing that on the roster. I understand that, you know, we're kind of rebuilding our offensive line a little bit, but we still have the best right tackle, one of the best centers. I mean, the defense is still pretty intact. And as a matter of fact, we improved it through the draft and free agency. A lot of people are talking about Gaines, the defensive tackle we got from the Rams. I mean, I just don't understand where our team got worse.
Look, well, I mean,
besides Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big loss.
Is it 15? Is it 16 game loss?
You know, I don't think so. But then again, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I'm a guy. Listen, DraftKings, they have money going on this, like, literally. So they do their research. They have their own, you know, handicappers, whatever. I mean, maybe they're right. Maybe it could be that bad. It's just as likely that it's going to be 1-16 as it is 9-8. I think.
Oh, man. It's tough.
I just feel like it's so hard to lose that many games. Teams have done it, but much like you, I don't see where it's likely.
Here's the thing. I think it's less likely since they said it, because that is billboard material.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't think, and I hope, Todd Bowles, Jason Light, I hope these guys put that in the locker room. I hope they print it out into a big-ass poster and put that in the locker room. Because that would piss me off. I mean, that's crazy. Now, did they say it, or did they actually put it on their website so you could bet on it? Like, because that's insane. They're going to lose so much money if you can actually bet the over on one game. Because most of them, I think FanDuel has the Bucks, and a lot of the Vegas lines, Caesars, I think, have the Bucks winning 5.5 games, I think, is the over-under.
I mean, do they all use the same book, the Vegas book? Because it says here that the DraftKings sports book released their odds for all 17 regular season games, and it appears that Vegas does not have much faith in the Tampa Bay team. DraftKings currently favors the Buccaneers to lose all but one of their regular season matchups, and those odds better seem to think that the Bucs will only pull out a win against the Carolina Panthers at Raymond James Stadium on December 3rd.
Mm.
According to the sports betting company, fans have the Bucks falling to the following teams. And it's basically the schedule, all except one of those Carolina games there.
Well, I can see like the lines for each game. I know we're a 7-point underdog for the Minnesota game. I don't know. I don't think they have the lines for every game, you know, like to bet the spread for each game.
Can I go to a Hard Rock and bet
not here.
Like over under?
Not here. They had sports betting for a week and it got
I'll take two. I'll take two games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's really a line.
I would bet everything that I have in my account, not much. Whatever I have that they're going to win two games.
I mean, I got really good friends that live in Vegas. I mean, if that's a real thing, I will put up all the collateral I can. I will get as much money as I can, and I will bet it all on the over. Like I will wire 10 grand to my buddy that works at Caesars and be like, hey man, have somebody put this bet on for me, or I'll just fly out there. I don't care what that can't be the line. It can't be one game.
I wish we could bet here in Florida right now, because I want that two games. I would bet that in a heartbeat.
I think the last time a team won one game, I think it was what? The Lions, I think, about 10 years ago, something like that. But that was such a bad team. Like, I just don't see on paper how they're that bad. And when you play in a division, it's hard to sweep ever. So you got to think you're going to pull at least three games out of your division. You got to beat Atlanta once. You got to beat, you know, the Panthers once. You know, maybe beat New Orleans once. There's three games right there. But then you look at some of these other teams. We play the Lions. You know, I know everybody thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl for some reason because they were on Hard Knocks. By the way, all the Hard Knocks teams suck after they're on Hard Knocks. All of them. Am I wrong? Like, the Bucks were on Hard Knocks and after we went, like, had a decent year. Remember that? And we had Jameis and everything. And then the next year, just... So I don't. I just
Bucks have the 22nd most difficult schedule in the league. So since the Buccaneers clinched NFC South last season, Tampa Bay will face first place teams in the NFC East, including the Eagles, 49ers, and the AFC East with the Bills. The schedule includes unusual interdivisional games plus matchups of four teams. They do have a long travel schedule too. They get a lot of away games versus good teams.
It looks bad.
It's Vegas. They tend to know. For whatever reason, they tend to know.
I know. It looks bad, dude. Like, all right, real quick. I know we did this already, but just tear through it real fast. I'm looking at the schedule right now, and let's say I'm going with the pessimist side of things, right? Okay, first game against the Vikings, loss. I'm going to say loss on ones that are close, that I think might be close, or that we definitely are going to lose. Okay, I think I already predicted the Bucks are going to lose that opening game against Minnesota. They're 7-point underdog. Mm-hmm. Bears come to the Bucks. Let's say we blow that one, right? We just drop an egg. Our offense isn't gelling yet because Kanellis is putting in a whole new system. Everything else, offensive line's still getting it together. Okay, now we're 0-2. Eagles, we're going to get destroyed. I already know that. Eagles are coming to town. They're the best team in football, in my opinion. I think they're better than the Chiefs. Now we're 0-3. Oh, darn. Now the Saints. Okay, we got the Saints. Let's say we lose that one. Oh, crap. We're 0-4. Oh, Jesus. We're 0-4. Now the Lions come to town. I don't think we lose that game. Okay, we're going to beat the Lions. Now we're 1-4. Okay, all right. Oh, that's the Falcons. I don't think we lose that game. There's your two games. Now let's say we do lose to the Falcons. Okay, then we go to Buffalo. We're going to lose in Buffalo. You know, that's a primetime game. Buffalo's very good. The Texans. We can't beat the Texans. Come on. It's the Texans. Yeah, but they got, you know, a new coach and a new quarterback. So do we. Shut up.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.